This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here. Welcome to my world, which includes this big. I feel like I've got the whole world in my hands. Got the whole world in my hands. Yeah, okay. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Gotta calm down. It's kind of hot. You know, I don't be quite as enthusiastic about life. One thing I am enthusiastic about, though, those of you who have listened to me for years and years and years know that I have been an unabashed fan of the space program. And part of that responsibility lies in my friendship with Jay Honeycutt, who was the former director of the shuttle program and the former director of the Kennedy Space Center. He was a very important part of all the Apollo events of this past weekend, and I've invited him to spend some time with us, and he's going to do that in a few moments, talking about the events and some of the people, all of the reality that was and still is Apollo 11. First, though, Jennifer's got to focus on Brexit and where all that is at the moment.
Well, there's an update. Theresa May has resigned, and we know that she's just been kind of taking up residence without being able to really contribute anything, and there has been a back-and-forth war as to who will take over for her. And it seems that it's all but official that Boris Johnson will be announced as the leader of the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom and will then become, therefore, the country's next prime minister. It matters because the face of the campaign to leave the European Union in 2016 will be, he'll be that vote that happened in 2016.
2019, yeah, right, okay.
Yes, the vote in 2016, it's now his job to figure out how to solve the puzzle that Theresa May couldn't solve for three different years. It's actually even said to plunge the United Kingdom into quite a political crisis, trying to figure out what exactly to do.
Well, it's not just a political crisis, it's an economic crisis.
That's
and
true.
Without Donald Trump having negotiated a very quiet, most favored nation status and clause with Britain, they'd be facing a much worse future than they, frankly, are facing now. It's not as bad thanks to Trump. Nobody, the Democrats aren't talking about this, but this is, you know, I'm ambidextrous when it comes to politics. I don't like either party, and I don't like a lot of things that most of them do. But the practical side of this keeps the Brits from going down the, you know, the old, what is that, the sound of the all the water draining out of the room?
Oxygen.
Yeah, right.
Well, Boris Johnson is the person that President Trump wanted to take the job, and it's going to be Boris's job to create or recreate that relationship that has tarnished a bit between Theresa May and Donald Trump. He is a Trump-ish character, I guess. He goes from controversy to controversy, according to reports
kind of
and
jerk.
Reviews from the United Kingdom. But he has a lot of support within the country. So it'll be interesting to see how he does, if he's able to come up with something that will help figure out Brexit. Aside from Brexit, his political positions tend to be center-right, and his personality is what's really kind of brought him to the table. He's kind of crazy. People like to watch him, I guess. He's entertaining. He's polarizing, and people seem to like what he's done.
Why do people like that? Why do people like people who are polarizing?
Because it's different. I think it's different. I think for a lot, well, I think having a personality really matters. Now, if you look at our last presidential elections, the person with that it factor won every time. Bush had the it factor over Al Gore. Well,
goes
actually, we even go
Clinton.
Back to Clinton. Clinton had the it factor over George H.W. George W. had it over Al Gore. President Obama had it over Hillary, and Trump had it over Hillary. So
George Bush and Al Gore, there's a combo of who's the least
hey,
boring.
But who, you know, the question is, who do you want to sit down and have a beer with? And the answer was George W.
Neither
Bush.
Of them. Yeah.
So yeah. Hey, I think it does matter to people. But he's going to have his chance, and we'll see what he can do.
All right. So that's the Brexit update. In a moment, we get an update from a person who really, you could argue, sort of behind the scenes made most of what happened, not only with the Apollo program, but as we went into the shuttle years, Jay Honeycutt was the guy behind the scene that not many people knew was the guy who was pushing all of this stuff to make it happen. So we'll talk to him about the Apollo 11 experience in just a matter of moments here on the TJV program. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
As more and more rural hospitals close their doors, access to air medical services is becoming a matter of life or death. In recent years, due to insurers paying significantly less, these services are at risk, and many patients have faced surprise medical bills. Legislation currently in front of Congress, which aims to eliminate surprise billing, would increase air medical-based closures by forcing an insufficient and financially unsustainable median network rate reimbursement on providers. Seth Myers of Global Medical Response, the largest air medical service provider in the country.
In the middle of a crisis, patients shouldn't worry about whether their transport's covered by their insurance. Our objective has always been to keep the patient out of the middle. We're very willing to work with the insurers and the government on solutions to ensure access to these life-saving services is available to patients without the fear of a surprise bill.
For more information, visit www.globalmedicalresponse.com/protect-patients.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
14 past the hour here on the DJV program. You have heard me talk in glowing terms a lot, especially this last week or two, excuse me, about the Apollo 11 program. The whole space program, as far as I'm concerned, has put us in a place where we are better. And I don't say that jingoistically. I just say it because we have some of the best minds in the world. Although our space program didn't start with an American, it started with Wernher von Braun, who was the developer of the jet propulsion systems that the Nazis tried to use in World War II. As soon as World War II was over, von Braun was snatched up by the Americans and thus helped us to get a leg up, if you will, on how to get into space. Here's another person who, in my estimation, and he'll laugh about it, but he's his Texas drawl, don't let that fool you. He was a guy from pretty much the beginning who found the astronauts, the early astronauts, knew all of them, worked his way up the system, was in charge of the shuttle program, and then became the chief operating officer at Kennedy, which, and now I'm trying to go back in my years, my file. I can't even remember how long I've known you. Jay Honeycutt is with us. He's been all around this weekend at Kennedy with the celebrations of Apollo 11. So do you think they overdid it? Or was this all, you know, pretty appropriate? What did you think about, first of all, the things that have gone on in the last couple of weeks?
It's been pretty exciting. It's been sort of spread around the country. There have been some stuff in Washington and some out in Houston. I'm still down here in Florida at the neighborhood of the Kennedy Space Center, and we had one ceremony that honored the workers of the program, the pad techs and the engineers that worked night and day to get all that stuff done. We had a big gala out at the Saturn V facility. If any of your listeners ever get a chance to come down this way, certainly they should go through the Saturn V facility, and it's pretty cool to have a dinner sitting underneath that big rocket. And then on Saturday the vice president was here, so we've had our share of excitement down here at the Cape as well. As far as when I first met you, I'm thinking it's in the very early 90s. I came down here from Houston in 89, and it was shortly after that you and I met. And
the guy who ran Johnson, Gabby, wasn't his way? I'm trying to remember. What was
George
that guy?
Andy,
he was,
yeah.
George Abbey. That was it. What a character. So he invited me to come over there, and because my program is broadcast on the station that covers the Space Coast, you listen to me, and you called, got a hold of me somehow. And I remember the first conversation we had was, that guy over there, that's over there. You got to come to the real Space Center.
That's about the way I remember it.
Yeah, I remember.
As well.
Yeah. So anyway, I went over and got to know you, and I consider you one of my great friends, mostly because of the things that we did together to sort of support what was going on. Where were you during the launch of, what was your job during Apollo 11?
Well, during Apollo, I was in mission simulations. Our group trained the flight control team and the crew in sort of integrated simulations, which were basically practice missions. And so I supported each one of the lunar missions in that role. And then when the flight would come, they'd give me a job supporting one of the back rooms as well during the flight.
Who are you closest to?
Of the Apollo guys, Father Charlie Duke is my favorite. He was a Capcom on Apollo 11. I was trying to figure out what kinds of exercises we needed to run for the crew, and the flights run on a set of things called mission rules and flight techniques, in which they determine both what they're going to do, and then the flight rules say, well, if something goes wrong in the means, you know, what steps will we take to recover from it? And they have a bunch of reviews of those, and Charlie and I would always sit side by side and decide that this issue or that issue was one that we ought to expose the crew to and the flight control team and see how they reacted to it. So I mean, you had a bunch of personalities in the spacecraft. You had a bunch of personalities in the mission control room, and our job was to blend them into a team that recognized who had what responsibilities and had trust in the other one as well as themselves to do the right thing when the right thing was necessary.
One of the great things about
if you watch Apollo 13, you sort of see that. You sort of see that in action.
Yeah. Well, the whole business about how all of the pieces fit together, I don't think anybody... hold on for a second. We're going to pause. We're going to forego our music segment. I want to continue this conversation with you about these men and what went on behind the scenes, because I still think that Americans today don't even begin to understand how this tin can, basically with no technology at all, got out there, and then how many times that was repeated. In terms of, it was the staff, it was guys like you that made it happen. Jay Honeycutt, former director of the Kennedy Space Center, here as we review the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11.
Anytime, any place. anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, this is appropriate. Jay Honeycutt, who ran the shuttle program and then ran space, the whole basic operation in Cape Kennedy for years, is with us, responsible going back to the Apollo years with the people that were in the cockpits. So that the David Bowie Space Oddity, they redid that. Was that? Did you see that? Was that part of what happened at the Cape over the weekend?
I did not see that, no. The best thing that's currently out is a movie called Apollo 11.
Yes.
And it's all actual footage. There's no actors, there are no computer animations, there are no artist concepts. It's just they took actual film and told the story about an hour and a half long. So it's very good. There's also a YouTube display out called The Complete Descent that shows the control center, Gene Kranz and his team during landing with the air to ground stuff superimposed over it. And it's gives you a great sense of the pressure that a bunch of 25 and 26-year-olds were under during the landing phase because of all the problems that they had and poor comm and data dropouts and all that sort of stuff. It's very good. It's called A Complete Descent.
So one of the things that my colleagues, the ladies here, because they're younger than I am, are confronted with is the detail, and I'd like to get into it because you and I love to talk about that sort of thing, but it isn't necessarily what a lot of people remember because they weren't around. What, in terms of the general understanding of what this machinery was all about, and were you surprised at all that this actually happened, because the technology and the machinery was pretty damn basic, right?
It was complicatedly basic, I guess, would be a good way to perhaps call it. I mean, there's a lot of pretty intricate stuff. A lot of new technologies were necessary and had to be developed in order to support the program. The biggest thing was nobody knew what they were, you know, basically nobody knew what they were doing because there was no model to follow of the activities that had gone on before. And each flight was a fairly dramatic step forward. I mean, you went from a single command module orbiting the Earth to bang, the next flight it orbited the moon, and then you came back to Earth orbit and added the lunar module to the stuff, and then you went back to the moon with the whole combination and practiced the landing, and then the next mission you did the landing. So everything was a pretty big step from one mission to the other. And quite honestly, everybody was so busy, they didn't really have, you look around, there's not too many notes around them. People didn't keep too many of their logs and didn't take too many pictures because they were all really, really busy. And there's the myth goes around that, well, this was the race with the Russians. And from a political sense, it was, but to the people in mission control, it was just, hey, the president wants us to do this. By the end of the decade, we're going to do it.
Yeah. The astronauts that are still, Buzz Aldrin, you are friends with some of these people close up. I think Buzz is the only one left, isn't he, of the Apollo 11
group? Well, Buzz is there. He's the only, he and Mike Collins are still around from Apollo 11, and Buzz just lives down the road, so I see him off and on.
Yeah.
Lives down Satellite Beach.
Is he a character?
Yes.
Yeah. The other go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Charlie Duke, who was the Capcom, is still around.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is claiming authorities there have arrested 17 CIA spies. The state media report claims the spies had been recruited to provide info on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites. Nationalities of the accused not immediately clear, but some of them have already reportedly been sentenced to death. The CIA has not yet commented on this report. The National Weather Service says there's good news for those who've been suffering through a big heat wave. It's finally ending. Here's forecaster Bob Orovec.
Still going to be slightly above average across the eastern United States with some low 90-degree temperatures, but as we go on into Tuesday and Wednesday, the cold front will be sweeping offshore. Temperatures are actually going to be below average across a good part of the central to eastern United States. In some areas, temperatures are going to be 20 degrees cooler by Tuesday than they were over the weekend.
And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thirty-four at the hour now, fighting truth decay every day. The DJV way. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls in our studio in Washington. So the focus is on, well, some of the things that are a part of the summer, some travel news. I'm going to bring us up to date on a couple of those items. First, though, Victoria takes us into the Department of Justice and the movement on prisoner reform. Is that what this is, part of prisoner reform?
Part of it, yep. The Department of Justice has announced a major step forward in implementing a new criminal justice reform law. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen said at a press conference on Friday, starting today at prisons around the country, nearly 3,100 inmates are being released from BOP custody due to the increase in good time credits, which sounds kind of fun, but it just means that you're well-behaved, and that reduces their sentencing under the First Step Act.
Does that mean the situation is getting out today? He's behaved well, hasn't he?
He has. Actually, that's a good question. I don't know if this really applies to the guys, I don't know who exactly. Yeah, I don't know that the country club guys are getting out early. I think this is part of the First Step Act, which is the prison reform law that has that was signed into law last year. It was a bipartisan act. This famously, we remember Kim Kardashian being a part of this, Van Jones, and
well,
being at the White House.
Well, people get out of jail that did drug,
low-level
marijuana
offenses,
and all
right.
of that stuff that should never have gone to jail in the first place.
Exactly, and prison reform is something that we desperately need in this country, and luckily there has been a bit of a spotlight put on it, and so the Justice Department has actually been criticized for being too slow to put these new rules into practice since it's been over a year since the law was signed, and so Jeffrey Rosen said that the act will be implemented fully and on time. He also mentioned that the department redirected $75 million from the Bureau of Prisons to fund the law for this fiscal year. Now, not all of the 3,100 people being released are going home right away. A third of them are subject to detainers, meaning that they'll either be transferred from federal prison to state prison to serve out their sentence in state prisons, or they'll be sent to immigration court if that is applicable. But it is definitely a step in the right direction. And we've heard so many horrible stories of these low-level people, marijuana charges, selling some joints, and they get 30 years in jail. I mean, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, part of it is, in my estimation, the thuggery that goes on, the tough guys. I'm a cop, I'm a tough guy, stuff like that. We're going to get the bad guys, and they don't.
Well,
really,
and judges, too, disproportionately sentence minorities on these drug charges way more than whites.
It's not like they're sitting in jail with a joint. Some of them, it's about their priors. It's about their past life. It's about maybe this was the latest step in what has been a life that they had, maybe some theft or previous drug charges. It doesn't all. It's
not
always
all, though,
the first time.
So
not all, but
stories,
I also don't want to say that some people are in it. Like everybody's in there just for holding a joint. So
but there have been so many first-time offenders who have been. The judges have literally thrown the maximum sentence at them, and it just doesn't make any sense.
What bothers me more than anything about all of this is the sort of scrutiny that police get or don't get. There are the whole theme behind this television show, City on a Hill, is corruption in the police department. And there's a show, I think, starting this year on another level that basically focuses on how much corruption there has been over the years. Police work leads itself if you're not morally or sensibly grounded. Police work can lead itself to sort of a compromise in one's thinking, depending on how you look at the world. And so the thing that bothers me is that we have this black and white, all cops are good, and if you criticize them, you're bad. And then the other people who say all cops are bad, and that's not true. What we lose sight of in this, and it isn't just the cops, it's the people who are, once the police get done their work, the people have to prosecute these people. And what they look for, statistically, it just what rolls around in my head is how much of this, the good work that's done by good police gets lost. And it bothers me. It really, you can hear it in my tone to hear this oneness of, we have to respect the cops. No, we don't, because some cops are not worth respecting. Any more than the people in the military. We salute you for your service. There's some people in the service that don't deserve to be saluted, that are corrupt. And they have turned this all around. It's the good guys versus the bad guys. And it's very hard sometimes to tell who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And in this circumstance, where we have so much, this thing has been handled badly in so many ways because of whatever, even political gains that are made by people who want to run. You look at the president, all these people, how many of them came from attorney general jobs or legal, they're all lawyers and stuff, and there's no balance. Maybe that's what I'm focused on. It's so hard to find a balance here, and it's very frustrating because there's no way in the world that somebody who smokes a joint ought to go spend 3 years in jail. It's not something I do, but there's no crime. Nobody's got hurt. The only way you should be in jail is if you've committed a crime that harms somebody else. Even if you've committed a crime that is by definition something that was wrong, then looking at how it's mitigated or adjudicated, what do you do if you're Bernie Madoff or some of these other people that have stolen lots of money? Maybe he's not a good example because I think he probably does belong in jail. But some others who have done things, we talk about this all the time, who ought not to see a day. What is the situation in jail for? Why is he in jail?
Tax evasion. Why? And you know what? It's interesting. But listen, this will make you furious, okay? So Jen and I are caught up now on Jersey Shore, the current season, where he's talking about he is the first person in the country to ever actually get jail time for the level of offense that he committed. That's ridiculous. Yeah. They literally made an example of him. Because he's a celebrity or pseudo-celebrity, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous.
Wrong. It's wrong. Just wrong. All right, so that's enough on that. It bothers me. That stuff bothers me. The immigration situation also is a bother. Citizenship and the Immigration Service announcing that the naturalization test updated now for the first time in the past 10 years. The agency said it's revising the test in order to, quote, ensure it continues to serve as an accurate measure of a naturalization applicant's civic knowledge, and it reflects best practices in adult education assessments. What does that mean? What are these people supposed to know? Some of them can't even speak English, which is, I think, a problem. I think that ought to be part of the test, frankly. Most of the changes affect the civic portion of the exam. I bet you that many of our kids who were born and went to school here couldn't pass this exam.
That's been proven. They've done studies on that where American-born kids can't pass that test.
Yeah.
And actually, statistically, they say that people who are naturalized citizens actually
know more about the country because they have to study.
Yeah,
yeah.
They know more. Yep.
Yeah. What does that say about us?
Not great.
That's
and civics is missing in our classrooms. We talk about that a lot.
Right. We don't know how government works, Jennifer. People are coming through school. They have no idea how the government works. And how did that happen? How is it? I'm cynical about this. The government's
in charge of money. Well, the conspiracy theory, there's a me, says that they don't want us to know how it works.
No, they don't. That's the point. You're right. They don't want us to know how it works so they can have ignoramuses voting for people running for office who are also ignoramuses. And so then we have everything, nothing to gain and everything to lose. We are not putting our best selves forward and living our best lives in this circumstance because we have mediocrity in the school system and we keep talking. I mean, the ridicule, when I ridicule somebody who supposedly is a teacher doing the job, and it fails to hit the right note. There's so much politics being taught in school. Right way of thinking, who's the good president, who's a bad president. You know, that's not up to them to be teaching that in school. That's something people need to be able to decide on their own, not have somebody in school teach you that this is a bad guy because we don't like him politically. That's just wrong. That's not what my tax dollars. I don't want my tax dollars going to teach some kid what the political nuances of the teachers. That's not any, keep your political points of view to yourself. We shouldn't know we should know nothing about the politics. Like somebody on television, I don't want to know. For the most part, what these people's politics are. I don't care what you think. I want to be able to make up my own mind. Yet today, the schools are inculcated with people who are just continually pressing their political agenda, and it's just wrong. So, at any rate, this is, it's really, the fact that immigrants know more about our country than we do, that ought to be a head shaker for most of you. 44, 45, actually, half the hour on the DJV program.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Bollier from Kansas. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, you're not alone. There are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Doug Stephan here. I know thousands of DJV listeners who are finding relief for their aching joints with Cerasil by going to achefree.live. But Cerasil works for more than just your aches and pains. Great for your pet as well. Cerasil's leaps and bounds. The same feel-better formula, but now it's a delicious treat for your pet. Why would you give your pet a treat that offers less? Right now, go to achefree.live, or you can call 877-743-7720 for a special buy one, get one free offer on Cerasil's Leaps and Bounds. We all want to give our pets the best life possible. Feel your best, have your pet feel best with Cerasil's Leaps and Bounds. Go online now, get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer. Or you can call during regular business hours, 877-743-7720. Feel better or get your money back at achefree.live. That's achefree.live.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, fighting listener fatigue here on the DJV program. Here's some travel news. Those of you who have flown on KLM, Royal Dutch airline, belongs to the people of Holland. They apologized for a tweet. Somebody asked them which of the plane's seats are the safest. And so they compare the fatality rates of different parts of the plane, including a caption that reads, quote, seats at the back of the plane are the safest. Quote, we would like to apologize for a recent update. The post was based on a publicity flyer available. It isn't a KLM option for you to know. The tweeting, it really is true that the back of the plane is the safest. If anybody had ever asked me that, I'd say the same. I want to sit in the front because it's more comfortable. But you're wondering who survives in
circumstances. Well, if the plane splits in half, we all have problems. In the front,
right.
In the back,
right.
In the middle, right. Wherever it is.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're going down, like the people who survived that United flight that landed in the cornfield in Iowa 25, 30 years ago, the ones who survived are in the back, not in the front, other than the pilots in the cockpit. Most of the people who died were right in that first part of the plane. So I mean, that's
either way, I think it's pretty stupid for an airline to be tweeting
not
about
smart.
That kind of stuff at
yeah.
all. You
right.
know,
right. Exactly. Yeah. You don't. Yeah, that's not. This is not smart. It's
a dumb social media intern's idea. Like, oh, wouldn't this be funny,
yeah.
guys? Let's press send.
It was also hashtag Tuesday Trivia. So that was what their Tuesday Trivia was.
What, at the airline, they have a thing called Tuesday Trivia, really?
Everyone does. The internet has Tuesday Trivia. It's like hashtag
oh, really?
Throwback Thursday. Yeah, and so Tuesday Trivia, that was what their tweet was. Not good.
I didn't know that. Where have I been? How come I didn't know that?
Not on the internet, apparently.
Ten, really? You think? 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, author of the book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. You can find that by going to moneypit.com. Find out more about the radio program, the podcast, heard every week by millions of listeners around the country. One of my dear radio friends. One of the reasons that I like you is because you're a real human being. And this is just sort of an aside. Tommy has become big time in the scout world. And I sometimes, when I was at your birthday party a couple of weeks ago, I don't know whether it was your wife, I'm trying to remember who, and I got engaged in this conversation about you and the scouts. And no, it was a friend of yours who was there, who was a scout guy as well. And I said, to me, it looks like you guys have more fun or are more into this than some of the kids. It seems to me there's kind of group here. Yes.
Yeah. On. Well, certainly there's a real passionate group of adults that support scouting throughout the world. And today I'm at a very, very special event. This is the 2019 World Scout Jamboree. Now, the World Scout Jamboree is held somewhere in the world every 4 years. And the last time it was held in the United States was 52 years ago. And today it opens in West Virginia. We are at the summit, the Bechtel Reserve Summit, which is one of the Boy Scouts' high adventure bases. This is a phenomenal facility here, and we're welcoming 40,000 scouts and 9,000 volunteers from 170 countries across the world. They're all arriving. Well, the volunteers have been here for weeks, but the scouts are arriving today by the busload, checking in, and then setting up their camps for the time of their life. They're going to have such an amazing opportunity here to experience adventure and scouting and friendship like never before.
All right, so let's digress from the money pit routine for a moment to find out more about this. I'm trying to figure out the logistics of 40,000 youngsters coming to one site, no matter how big this park is or this facility is. Do they all sleep in tents? Are you sleeping in a tent?
Yes, I am. I'm in a four-man tent. It's kind of like an army tent. Like, you know, you can walk into this. You don't have to kind of crawl into this. But the kids are actually two people, and even they're adult volunteers, so they're scoutmasters. They're two people to a three-person tent. So they have a little bit of room in there over the average. But they're cooking their own food. The Jamboree food team will deliver them the materials that they need to cook, and they're preparing their own meals. They'll start each day by choosing an area that they'd like to visit. There are cultural areas. There are adventure areas. Yesterday I took – now, what I'm doing here is I'm helping escort media, working media from around the nation, everyone from local papers up to the big networks as they're going to be covering this. And you're going to be seeing a lot of news coverage coming out of the Jamboree over the next 2 weeks, really, almost. We're here for about 10 days of activities. And we took the escort team all around the site yesterday and showed them all the program areas so they knew what was here and what was available to show the news media when they come. And all the program directors are just so excited. And we're talking about, you know, a zip line that is over a half mile long in one of the areas. We've got the canopy tours. Mm-hmm. We've got the largest skate park is the size of an aircraft carrier. And I am not kidding. It is that big. They've got four Olympic-sized pools here where they're teaching these kids scuba. I mean, experiences that they've never, ever had, could never have many times where they're coming from. They're having that experience here in West Virginia. And the World Scout Jamboree is actually co-sponsored by the Boy Scouts of America, the Canadian Scouts, and Mexico. So we have three nations that partnered together to do this. And in terms of logistics, you're absolutely right. It boggles the mind, the complexity of getting 170 nations to West Virginia to experience this event.
And so who pays for it? The kids pay in their own way? Do they have certain ways of getting money or earning credit so that they can come? How does that all fit together?
Yeah, all of the kids, or all of the scouting, we call them contingents, the countries, they're all paying their own way. I know there's a sliding scale on the actual event cost based on where some of the kids are coming from to make it possible to bring them here, for them to get here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something else, even the volunteers, myself and the other 9,000 volunteers, we're paying our own way in terms of the expense, to cover the expense of feeding and housing us here. So everyone digs deep into their heart. They dig deep into their wallet to make sure these kids can have the time of their life.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'll be looking forward to seeing some press on the World Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, and I'll look for you, and I want to see you in that uniform, frankly. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.